Please introduce yourself and tell us the position you're running for. Since all the positions are nonpartisan, please do not state your political party.
My name is Tim Bickerton. I'm running for Fernley Mayor.
How long have you lived in the city of Fernley?
I've lived in Fernley for about 3.5 years.
Have you ever lived in any other part of Lyon County?
No, sir.
A submitted question to all candidates was, are you registered to vote in Lyon County?
Yes, sir, I am.
Because opinions and understandings could be very different, we want to understand each candidate's personal view and understanding of the role they are seeking. So please explain the roles, responsibilities, limits, and limitations of the office you are seeking as you understand them.
My role as mayor would be to be an ambassador of the city, out of the city, to the state, to the county, and in the city, to each and every resident in the city. My responsibilities would be leading the council meetings, and my powers are limited. I do not vote at the council meetings. The council members do the voting. My only actions that could take place there would be in the case of a tie, that's very unlikely with 5 council members, and then I do have the power to veto.
In a few words, why are you running for this office?
I'm running for this office because I think there's a disconnect between the residents of Fernley and the city government. I think there's a whole lot more that the city can do for the residents themselves, and the residents are deserving of a whole lot more because they do recognize the financial straits we are in as a city, and they do recognize that we are having to take care of things that maybe other cities our size or even the smaller or larger don't have to take care of because they have some extra taxes that they don't have to rely on, whereas here at this city we're having to rely on the residents themselves to pay for bills that other residents in other cities don't have to pay for. And I think if we can establish an open, transparent government, the people of this city can more understand what they have to deal with. And then if we can also take some time and make some effort into giving back more to the city people, they can also be prouder and happier about the life they have here and understand that even with the things that they don't really care for, they still have a whole lot of good to be proud of here.
Thank you. I know you have never heard this question before. Everybody in this room has heard it 6 times. But as mayor, you will hear stranger questions than this in the Walmart parking lot. So after you listen to it, please respond to my proposal. I live in Ward 1. It crosses the breadth of Fernley. From east to west, it includes Sandia, the Desert Lakes Golf Course community, and other extreme east and west sections of town, each with unique problems. So a councilman from Desert Lakes may not have the understanding or empathy for a Sandia resident's problems, but a councilman from Good Earth or Villa Park subdivisions may. Why can't wards ignore the natural boundaries of the railroad track and be more consistent? Why can't you merge wards along elementary school district lines, take the Eaves part of Ward 1, merge it with Eaves zone wards, the Cottonwood area merged with Cottonwood and FES with FES students? Why not? What do you think?
Well, I think that any person that runs for a council seat should understand the whole public attitude and their concerns no matter where they're from. So as far as the boundaries are set up for specific reasons. But really, if you have a consideration of right or wrong and for the betterment of the people, You're in a position where with a nonpartisan position, you don't have to worry about such things as what our party politics system is like in America. And I think if someone is aware of that and they listen and they give consideration, it really doesn't matter where those boundary lines are. Every one of those 5 people and the mayor should all be working for the best of the city. So to think that anyone else who lives somewhere else has something that you shouldn't be concerned about, even if you don't understand, is an error. You should find out why they're concerned about it, even if they're not exactly where you live or exactly where you represent, and vote for the good of the whole city, not for the good of your square miles.
Okay. On the desk, there is a piece of colored paper. Please turn it over right now. The topics will also appear on this monitor behind you and on the monitor to your left. There are several problems submitted from the community. They are only listed alphabetically. They are problems Fernley currently faces. Look at the list, and from that list and that list alone, prioritize them, explain how you as mayor are going to address them. Start with your highest priority and continue to your lowest until your curfew. You have 5 minutes.
My highest priority would be controlled growth. Fernley grows at a good pace, in my opinion. We cannot make up an artificial growth to establish any extra of funds to come in here and taxes to come in here solely for the purpose of reducing some sort of bond payment or some sort of water charges. I think controlled growth is the best idea for the city because the city can only do and handle so much. We have overcrowding in our schools. If you just have unlimited growth, that's just going to double and triple, and then that just adds on some other payment into something where maybe we'll save money in 10 years or 15 years on a water bond payment, but you're going to pay on the back end no matter what. My second would be the aging infrastructure. We have to have the infrastructure necessary to take care of the people here and with whatever controlled growth we get. My third would be zoning. I think the zoning is very important. The city was built in a time where there was some commercial put here and there, and there was industrial put here and there, and there's a school here and a school there, and I think residential areas, they have to be more specific. And so we don't have that kind of system for our families to be around. Planning would be next for me. I don't believe in over-planning, but I think we should keep on planning. Anyone who proceeds with the city and has no plan in mind is making a big error. But I also would say that anyone who plans too far in the future and bases their plans on things we can't afford anyhow is just making a mistake and showing somebody something that really doesn't do any good for anybody here. If we can't afford it, there's really not a reason to plan for it in the near future. Maybe there is a reason to have it in our minds for later, but we need to take care of what we have here now and take care of it the best we can. As far as Fernley's debt, I think Fernley's debt is handled by the city. I think if we explain to people why Fernley's debt is the way it is, they could understand it, they can relate to it a little bit better. They might not like it, but it's the understanding that I think the people are missing out on in the city. I constantly see questions about the same thing, why is this, why is that? If we have some transparency and some openness from the city instead of hiding things behind closed doors and a few people having access to asking questions, get these answers out there, get it out there on social media to 15, 20,000 people, I think that's better for the city. I have to say I have never heard of homeless villages in Ward 1 and throughout Fernley, unless we're just referring to the campers. But of course, with code enforcement, it needs to be enforced. These things need to be taken care of. We can't have making rules for people who live here and can afford to live here and have their residences, and then not enforce rules on people who don't live here and make it worse for the people who actually do. And on the Sierra Nevada Parkway all the way to US 50A, it's not a city. It's not something the city can fix. We have NDOT involved, we have the railroad involved. There's so many things, and it's not something that the mayor is going to go in there and say, yes, I want this to happen, let's make it happen. The mayor, of course, so I'm going to sit there and say, yes, we want it to happen. We're going to do everything we can with NDOT and encourage it. But all we can do is, all I could do as a mayor is encourage it, and hopefully that'll be established because it would be a great relief to the roundabout traffic and all of Fernley's traffic.
That was it.
Thank you.
That was it. Thank you.
Thank you all very much.